Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." The most important thing to us should not be the material. The material is important, but it's not the most important. The most important thing to the Lord is your soul's redemption. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul?
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We're so grateful to have you join us today on Truth and Fact, and we are in Luke chapter 24, and we're talking about having a renewed passion for the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe, and I hope and pray that that is your desire in your heart, that God would rekindle a renewed passion for the Lord Jesus Christ, that you want Jesus more than anything else. Here these two men are on the road to Emmaus. Which way are they walking? Well, they're walking away from Jerusalem. They're walking away from the cross, not toward it. If you want a renewed passion for Christ, number one, you must have a firsthand encounter with a living God. When Jesus touches you, you will never be the same. But secondly, you must have a heart that desires the spiritual over the material. Verse 21, "But we were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel." These two men had expectations that were materialistic at the core. They were sincere men, but they had hoped that Jesus was the one who had redeemed Israel. In other words, they were hoping that Jesus would be the one that would get the Romans off their back, a redeemer who would establish it right now. And that's what a lot of people want today. They want it right now, no waiting, no sacrificing, no tarrying. However, they couldn't see that the redeemer had come. He was already here. He came and he healed the sick. He cast out demons, opened blinded eyes, but yet they did not see it. He stood right before them. And folks, there are people today that are worshiping a Jesus, but it's not the Jesus of the Bible. And when they're confronted with the true Jesus, they don't see it. You see, they're looking for a different kind of redeemer. A redeemer that lets them get away with sin. A redeemer that doesn't bring conviction. A rock and roll redeemer. Boy, that's a big one. A Hollywood redeemer. A money redeemer. A self-help redeemer. But when they're confronted with Jesus, the true redeemer, they don't see it. There it is right before them. There is Jesus standing right before their very eyes, but they do not recognize him. There have been times when I know without a doubt that God is speaking directly to some people, but they don't see it. They don't hear it. They don't recognize him. There it is right before them, but they miss it. God is speaking. God is talking, but they didn't hear it. They didn't see it. We have an altar call and they just walk away unmoved, my friend. And all the miracles that Jesus did and all the infallible proofs, the religious did not recognize Jesus as the Messiah. They didn't see him because of this. They did not want to see him. They didn't see him because of pride and hardness of heart. They didn't see him, although they could have, but because of unbelief, they didn't see him. Did you say unbelief? Yeah, that's right. Unbelief. Unbelief will keep you from seeing Jesus. Unbelief will keep you from hearing him. Unbelief will keep you from experiencing Christ in your life, in your heart, and unbelief will keep you from seeing Jesus in this short devotional. Hebrews 4:2, "For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it." What these men didn't realize was that the Redeemer had come. Jesus did redeem Israel. But they were looking for a different kind of redemption, a redemption that would bring the material, a redemption that would make Israel great. My beloved, the most important thing to us should not be the material. The material is important, but it's not the most important. The most important thing to the Lord is your soul's redemption. The Bible says, "What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul?"
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.